Blog Talk Radio. Hey.
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
Yo, what's up? That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Talking about entertainment and news and such. Big Mouth, where you at? Okay, I guess we're having some technical difficulties at this time, but it's okay. Look, the FCC is providing this podcast as a public service, but it's neither a legal representation nor a statement of FCC policy. Reference to any specific or entity does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by the FCC. The views and expression by the guests are their own, and their appearance on the show does not imply any endorsement of them or any entity they represent. Views and opinions expressed by the FCC employees are those of the employees and do not necessarily reflect the views of the FCC or any of its officials. If anyone have any questions about this disclaimer, please contact our Office of the General Counsel. Now, Big Mouth, where you at? Sherry, where you at? Anybody, where you at?
Okay, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Where you been at?
Had to call. I don't know what's going on with my mic.
Okay, no problem.
I hear myself talking.
Okay,
and
I just talked to Sherry.
Sherry,
are you there?
Sherry,
you there?
I'm sorry, say it again, babe. No,
I just talked
for
to Sherry.
I know it. Now, hold on, because I don't want this back.
Caller, I can't stay on.
Sherry,
so I'm at my friend's memorial. Yeah,
you're
I'm
always
here.
Welcome to call back.
Yes, let me... Let me do this because I have to step
okay,
away.
Yes, okay, Sherry, we understand. Just give us a call back.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Okay, bye.
All right, J2.
All right.
I don't know what's going on. Every week is something.
It's a work in progress.
Well, you know, I had everything ready. I don't know what's wrong with my mic. None of my mics were working.
Okay, it's okay. It's okay.
And right now, I'm hearing kickback. Can you hear it?
I can hear it on your end, yes.
You hear it on my end, which means
everybody
like can hear it.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. I'm sorry about that. I done did something.
Hey,
I don't know
it's
what I did.
Day two. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yay!
You so silly. So first of all, let me give a shout out to the people in Brazil.
Okay.
What's up? I used to speak Portuguese, but I can't speak it that well anymore, so I'm not going to try.
Oh, don't tell me you can speak like three languages.
Yes, I can, and American
you
Sign
can speak
Language.
Ebonic, you can speak English and Portuguese.
Habla español, sprechen Sie Deutsch. Yes, bro, I'm bilingual.
Como está, mami? Como está, mami?
I am bilingual. But before we get it going, now that we lost Sherry, unfortunately, hip-hop influencer Sherry Warren, I had to step away because she's at a memorial service for a friend
she's
right now.
She's at a memorial. She wanted to chime in.
She didn't. She's more than welcome to call back if she wants to. If she can't, or we'll just schedule her again.
Okay. That's what's going to have to happen.
You know?
We're getting this together.
Before we get going, why is it every Thursday you always have me on pins and needles? I think you enjoy that. I think you're a masochist or sadist or whichever one it is.
Who? Me?
You.
Me? I'm a masochist?
Yes, I think so. I think you enjoy watching me sweat.
No, I do not do that. I ain't going to watch you sweat, Big Mouth. Why would I like you sweating?
I don't know.
So, you know what?
I let to levitate early today.
Okay. You have to levitate, get on the level.
On my little new song.
Okay.
That I got. Stevie, what's her name? Oh, I can't think of her right now. You done messed my mind, my whole mind process off today.
Okay. Bring it back.
So, tonight's show, Josh, we've got a couple of people that are really cool. We've got George Hageman. He used to be a former NFL player.
What a clap that.
Yep, he was with the Cowboys. He was with the Eagles.
You said,
and then
Tampa
he was down
Bay.
There in Florida.
Right, with Tampa Bay.
So, and he's my friend.
That's your friend.
That's my brother.
That's your boy.
And then we've got also Rich Lloyd, recording artist from Chicago.
Okay, I want to talk to Rich.
You said you want to talk to him on what?
I want to talk to Rich, see what he got going on.
Oh, he got it going on.
Okay.
And then we've got community activist Kim Holmes Ross.
Okay.
I've known her forever. Her mother is a great woman. She was a community activist. So I can't wait to talk to her and see what's going on.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait to talk to her either.
So.
Okay, what's been going on in the world, man? You know, they still haven't found that lady that got away from the police in Dallas.
They still haven't found her.
How do you lose a whole person? I just don't understand. Like I said, if that was me, man, they would have the dogs out, the helicopters. They would have the infrared and everything.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Like I said last week, they wasn't doing their job.
Somebody said, like I said, just sit right here. I'm going to the restroom. Next thing you know, I'm out. If I was a thug, too, you know me, Big Mouth, I'd be gone, too.
Okay, for real. Anybody would be.
Bye. I'm out.
See you later, alligator.
After a while, crocodile.
Now, listen. Now, you know the other week I was telling you about that stuff with Love and Hip Hop Benzino, right?
Right, Benzino. Okay, I know you got some good news on Benzini.
On him is that he's been doing damage control, it looks like. He's been on everybody's podcast. Trying to set the record straight,
okay.
You know, that he and the transgender woman were movie together. So he's been doing damage control.
Okay, he's trying to control it. Like, look, I don't like men, but I like men.
No, don't say that because I ain't trying to get sued. I don't know what he likes.
You know what?
Peanut butter and jelly. I don't know what he's
looking for me. Yeah, say, man, I got guns over here too.
Trick Daddy admitted on Hot 97 that he had gonorrhea.
What? Why would you do that?
He's just talking, I guess, running his mouth.
He told about a time when he got
pussed up.
I fuck a lot of women and I got gonorrhea.
No, it might not have been a lot of women. It might have been one or two that he may have
pointed. Yeah, basically. You don't know which one he got it from.
No, that's just like with Magic Johnson or Magic Irvin or whatever they call him, Magic Johnson.
Yeah, Magic. You know who Magic Johnson is.
Because they were saying this morning, praising him, and I'm not saying anything that he hasn't done wasn't great. But the only thing I won't praise for is him coming out being sick.
Right.
That just let us know that he was out there
being
a garden tool. And that's you know, how he got it. You can't praise somebody for being a garden tool and getting something, because he didn't get it from his wife.
Okay, as we said in the New World, he was being the thought.
Yeah,
you know what a thought is, right?
I know what a thought is.
Yeah. You know what a thought is.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, can I say one thing? You know Dallas Mavericks won game two. It's game three today now. It's game three.
In the playoffs?
In the playoffs. Dallas won game two.
You're blacked out there, aren't you?
Man, I'll say, they back in Utah right now. They're back in Utah.
Oh, so you
the
can
game
watch,
is
so
tonight,
now Dallas
so
can see it.
That. Dallas, Texas on the map. You hear me? Dallas, Texas.
I hear
Let's
you.
Go, Dallas Mavericks.
What's up to the Mavs?
Okay.
I miss y'all.
Okay. Yeah, you should be back in Dallas right now.
No more masks. It's not mandated. You don't have to wear masks anymore.
You don't got to wear
on
flights. No, that's you saw that on the news,
with
right?
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
You saw that.
What now?
You saw that. The federal government said you ain't got to wear a mask no more.
I know, which I think is kind of silly right now, since that stuff is increasing again.
But you know what COVID is about. It's about cleanliness. Wash your hands. Don't be sneezing in front of people and stuff like that. You know, just be clean. Well, people ain't clean. I want to say a prayer.
It travels through the air. It also travels through the air.
Right. It's like, you know, you get it, you know, from people talking in your face and stuff. And, you know how we project.
Right. So if
you
get on a flight
and
somebody next to you starts jibber-jabbering and they may have it and you don't know. And they don't have a mask on.
You got it.
In a closed-in environment, on a plane, a train, or whatever.
Plane, train, automobile.
That's crazy.
But.
So, I don't know. You know A$AP Rocky got arrested.
What? Stop lying.
That's just my baby daddy. That's just my baby daddy.
What'd he get arrested for?
It was an assault charge.
Oh, wow.
That happened in November.
So he
was over in Barbados with Rihanna this weekend. And when he came back, he flew into LAX. They arrested him at LAX.
Wow.
Yesterday.
Wow.
I know, right?
That is crazy. And they wrapped him up at the airport? They wrapped him up at the airport?
Yep.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
I'm locked up. Don't let me out.
I'm locked up. You know what I did last night, man? I went to the Joe Rogan concert. It was like a comedy show, man. It was awesome. The guys was real funny, man. Guy is funny. Joe Rogan is funny. He's real funny, man. Real funny guy, man. But kept it real.
Oh, who all was there?
Oh, man, I can't even lie to you. I don't know the comedians. They were the Chinese nigga, black nigga, white nigga, Joe Rogan. Just like that.
You are a trip.
Yeah. So it was funny.
Oh, you know what? Reverend, bring the Reverend out because we need say rest in peace to DJ K Slay.
Rest in peace, Slay. Case right here. Lord R.I.P. May rest, Lord God, and send him to heaven.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
I got to figure out during this next commercial what is going on here with my mic. And I can't keep doing it.
You sound like it's like a delay.
You hear the kickback.
I hear it.
So, since I'm getting ready to go to commercial, I'll come back in a second, and we will bring George Hageman in to discuss what he's got going on, what's up in his community, what he's been doing, all that good stuff.
Okay.
And hopefully I'll figure out what's wrong with my mic.
Yeah, I can hear the, we're going to figure it out, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to hit you back in just a second. Let's go to commercial.
My mic sounds nice, just one. My mic sounds nice.
I got it.
Podcast was brought to you by Eye Candy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evanston, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. Their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. Eye Candy Hair Studio.
That's Manisha.
Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge, Evanston, Illinois, is a family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started it. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the lady barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill, and laugh and talk? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. You want to get your hair cut? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge. What's up, lady barber?
Yo, what's up? That's what's up. We back on. Big Mouth, you on the line? Big Mouth, you on the line?
I am here.
All right.
But I still haven't figured out what is going on with these 50 million mics I got going on.
Okay, turn off all the mics and use one.
What'd you say, babe?
Turn off all the mics and use one.
Well, I got to use one to be able to talk to you.
Of course.
I had to call in.
You had to call back in? How you going to call back in on your own show?
Okay, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't know what the technical difficulty is.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have technical difficulties this time. Don't worry about it. We're going to get it together, right? George is supposed to be online. We got Rich Lord and Kim Holmes, so you know, just take your time.
I know, but in the meantime, I'm gonna play some music by the recording artist April.
Wait, who?
April.
Who is April?
April is a girl, a woman that I've known for years, has worked for the record labels. And now she has her own album out, and I'm playing one of her songs real quick.
Okay. I need to sing you my song so you can play my song.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Looking for him, I've been a walking places I can't. Now I got all these feelings, don't know which one to feel. I go to sleep with a constant ring of pain, and now I'm ready. Couldn't always see the view. I felt like giving up on you.
It was you.
All right, J2.
All right.
I still have to figure out what this technical difficulty is, and I do apologize to everybody. It's always something with us on Thursday. It never fails. It's something weird every week. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello? So glad
I'm here.
You can. So listen.
I am you.
You know I'm such a schedule person, and I had everything always timed out. How much time we're going to be on the air, what's going to be, blah, blah, blah. So I'm just going off the skew a little bit, and I'm going to introduce, and I do believe it's Rich Lloyd.
Let's play another
here.
Song so we can get this stuff together.
I will figure it out. So in the meantime, we will bring Rich Lloyd in. We talk about talk to him and find out what's happening.
Okay. No problem.
And see what's up.
All right.
I can only imagine what this audio is sounding like. So I will bring in Rich Lloyd, which I'm happy to have on my show. I've known him for a long time.
Okay.
Originally, he used to be a barber. And now he's a recording artist, and he's doing well. He's got his own podcast. So, and I need to find out about this watermelon with mustard on it. Who eats watermelon with mustard? So, without holding you guys up, I'm about to bring in Rich Lloyd. Rich Lloyd, you there?
What?
Yeah.
You know I'm here, baby. What's going on? How everybody doing tonight?
What's going on?
We are doing great. Yeah, but I'm having a little technical difficulty because I had to call in to my own show.
We'll get past that. What's going on with everybody tonight? What's on your mind tonight, Carla? What are we doing?
What's happening? First of all, what's happening? How you doing? And then tell me about this watermelon and
let's
mustard.
Let's go with the watermelon. What's up? All right, so let me just first off start by telling y'all, I for damn sure ain't eating no watermelon with no mustard on it. But I did have an episode on my podcast that was titled I'm Different. So throughout the podcast, I was just pretty much talking about unpopular opinions and just odd stuff that people do in the world. And it was a trend going on at a point in time where people was putting mustard on watermelon and eating it. So that's where that whole thing came from. Now, would you try that yourself, Carla?
No, I don't eat watermelon with mustard. I barely eat mustard.
Watermelon with mustard. Where did that come from, though? I don't know.
Matt, I don't know where they got that. I guess. Well, do y'all eat ketchup on y'all rice?
No.
Ah, oh, shit. See?
I don't do none of that.
But, hey, the people on my show, the show title that I had on my last podcast was I'm Different. So some of my guests were coming in, and they was just talking about some of the odd stuff that they do. Like they put ice in their cereal and stuff like that.
Ice in their cereal?
Yeah.
Ice in their cereal. To make the milk solid.
Ice in the cereal. You would be surprised what people do it in this world, y'all.
That's crazy.
Oh, no. So, Rich Lloyd, tell the people about yourself a little bit. Let them know about you a little bit.
All right, y'all, my name Rich Lloyd. Pretty much, I'm a jack of all trades, y'all. If you name it, I probably don't done it. Like Carla said, I started off being a barber. I just always been a hustler since a kid, y'all. I always wanted to turn over a dollar. And pretty much I fell in love with entertainment by doing talent shows as a kid growing up and stuff like that. So I eventually tried, you know, being an artist, doing music. I still make music to this day, but I'm more focused on being a host of my podcast. And, that's what it is. I'm a bartender as well. So when people come on my podcast show, it's called Talking Shit with Rich. Each person I interview, I mix them up my own special drink. So I went to school for a short little time for mixology. So I just kind of learned the measurements and different recipes and different stuff like that on being a bartender. So that's the uniqueness of, you know, me doing my show. People come on my show, they talk some shit, and I whip them up a drink. Talking shit with Rich.
Mm-hmm. Don't say that.
You know what?
Don't say that.
That's what my comedy show is called.
Say it again.
That's what my comedy show is. Talking shit. I got another one coming up on this month. Talking shit. That's all we do, brother. Talk shit, right?
That's it, brother. Hey, it's a form of
yeah, but you like the drinking, don't you?
What you say now,
J2?
Answer me.
J2, you like that drinky drinky.
Well, you know I'm a mixologist also. You know,
What kind of drinks do you make, boy?
Don't worry about what I do, Big Mouth.
Big Mouth Production.
That's me.
You,
Boca La
Grande. You know, your father used to always promote your Big Mouth promotions in Chicago. Every time somebody came in Chicago, your pops would be, yeah, my daughter, and she got Big Mouth Productions, so she was booming in the Chi-Town for a while.
You know, she was booming
in
Dallas when she came to Dallas.
God, it's been around for however long.
That's good.
What, like 1996?
Oh, that's a blessing, and you still rolling.
I know.
Y'all old school.
What'd you say, K2?
I said y'all old school. I was just getting out of high school.
You were just a baby?
In 96.
In 96, yes.
96.
I'm not dating myself, but that's what it is.
brother, so tell me what's going on right now. What you got going on right now, brother, man?
Pretty much, man, my main focus right now is my podcast show. I'm not so much on my artistry like that anymore. You know, I'm getting a little older now. I ain't scared to say my age. I just turned 37. So I'm more so trying to focus on being behind the camera in a way. So I'm writing music.
Man.
But it's time to get it together, brother. You know, I got a family. I'm a married man. My wife's just like, all right, now we got to get some more solid things going on in life. So, you know, I'm just trying to focus in on one thing. I used to be a brother that liked a lot of stuff on the plate, you know. So I've had my foot in this, my hand in that, doing this. And when you put 20% into something, you don't get much back. You know what I'm saying? What you put in is what you get out, I feel. You know, I'm a strong believer of that. So right now I'm at least trying to put 80% over here and, you know, and just try to make it jump, man.
Like my mama used to tell me, if you got too many pots on the fire, man, you can't concentrate on just one or two things. You just have that big pot of greens and concentrate on that big pot of greens, regardless of the turnip.
You got to.
You know, just concentrate on that, because once you give 100%, then you can get that 100% back. I definitely understand what you're saying.
Exactly. And then you can, once you get that 100% back, then you can spread it out a little bit, you know? But you got to, you know, focus in on one,
Then you can put the mashed potatoes and stuff, you know.
Then you can put the mustard on the watermelon.
Oh, my. I can't believe people eat. Well, they eat tahini on it. They put tahini on watermelons, but mustard,
I don't know about that, man.
Well, y'all ain't doing that tomorrow on Saturday, go to the grocery store and try it out.
Man, I don't know,
I got some watermelon in the refrigerator right now. I'm not putting no mustard.
I'm going to try it just because you said it, man.
Hey, you know what it's good for, though? I'm going to put y'all down on some game. If you ever get heartburn late at night, mustard will knock that heartburn out. So
mustard
There you go. That's mustard seed fake.
I won't be doing that one. So, Rich.
What's happening?
Don't you dare, J2, say nothing about me and my flagellation.
I'm not going to say nothing. You know what? I don't want Big Mouth cussing me out today.
Oh, no. I'm already messed up trying to figure out this thing on a microphone.
Don't get frustrated, though. You know, you don't work it out.
There you go.
Anyway, y'all, I'm getting ready to cut to a commercial real quick.
Okay.
And we'll be right back. And hopefully I'll have this mic working.
All right. You sounded good, though.
Right.
You sounded good, baby.
Well, I kind of figured out something I could do in the meantime. So, commercial time.
All right. We're going to commercial, my man. I hope we have you back at the commercial. Big Mouth,
Already. I cannot believe I'm having problems as usual again.
It's okay. It'll happen, Big Mouth. It's going to happen.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Okay.
I got
your six.
Here we go. Oh, goodbye. Hold on, J2.
Okay.
And Rich.
Okay.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to eat. You know I'm a foodie. I'm about to head on down to Horst and Dickey's at 7905 MLK Highway in Glenarden, Maryland. You want to eat? You want to eat?
All right, y'all. I'm back. And you know what I'm going to do, since I'm trying to fill in this extra time that I've got going on right here, I got some music by Rich Lloyd that I would love to play for y'all.
All right.
Let's have some music then. From Rich. I want to talk to Rich.
This is the theme song to my podcast, y'all.
Bro, I want to do a song with you then.
Man, I'm ready to work. I'm a networker, brother. Whenever you ready, we put it together, man.
I can give you some hot. I'll give you a hot 64. How about that?
Ooh! That might
freestyle.
Be too much for me.
I
like that. Look,
he won't rap. Okay. He didn't rap the other week. He kept talking about, I got some bars. I said, well, okay. Spit some bars. Aw, Big Mouth, don't do me like that. I said, well, next
he wasn't
week,
ready.
He wasn't ready. You supposed to be ready at all times.
No, that ain't how it works.
You
though,
are.
Big Mouth.
You don't if never
you
know
stay
who
ready,
you're going
to
where you're gonna meet him.
I'll stay ready.
If you stay ready, you know what I'm saying? Just stay ready. You don't never know who you may be.
That's it.
When I spit these bars, y'all can hear.
So you're getting another week break. Next week, you better have a rap for me.
Okay. You
one more.
Okay, I got something for you.
hold on. Are we cutting to some music by Rich Lloyd?
Okay.
Let's go.
I just wanna talk my shit, no cap. Got 100,000. I just wanna talk my shit, no cap. I spent a couple thousand. I just wanna talk my shit.
Baby, this that dope money, whole lot of tens and twenties. Got some 50s and some hundreds, making rain where you want it. You gon' feel it in your stomach, feel it in your stomach. Hit a nigga up like Mumba. I'ma go buy me a race. Just go eat me a steak. I do not fuck with the fake.
I just wanna talk my shit. No cap. Got 100,000 on me. I just gave half to my bitch. Like, hold that. I spent a couple thousand on my neck and put the rest on my wrist. No cap. And I just caught your bitch in the club, now she coming to my crib. So don't lag. All this drinking and this smoking that I'm doing got me talking my shit. No cap. Hold up, I'm dope at my protection. Where the hoes at? Bitch, come and get with the program. Got the draws off, put a dough slam. I can flip a brick, make a no scam. Stress the workout, left a whole gram. Hit a high point, but it don't jam.
Fly, say I'm trying to cut that jet. Niggas took some shots, they bounced off my chest. Bust down my chain and got it all on checks. And I ain't need no help, I got it by myself. Took till a minute, I had to find myself. I was touching for good, but that shit ain't help. Took a look in the mirror like, fuck all that. Cause I'm the greatest, wish I could buy myself.
My shit. No cap. Got 100,000 on me, I just gave half to my bitch. Like, hold that. I spent a couple thousand on my neck and put the rest on my wrist. No cap. And I just caught your bitch in the club, now she coming to my crib. So don't lag. All this drinking and this smoking that I'm doing got me talking my shit. No cap. I'm like, crack, crack. Got a fingernail like what a dick at. Got a booty making sounds like a click clack. Gotta keep it 100 going out so hard. I'ma get to the money no matter how fucking far. Yeah, yeah, baby, I'ma drive it. And if it was a good, gotta have it. Yeah. You won't have, I want the whole thing. She want relations, I just want the brain. So I said you, we are not the same. My Xbox, I'm just playing the game. I'm the shit, so I let it show. Get a bitch, then I let her go. I'ma go back, so I let her know.
I just wanna talk my shit.
No cap,
no cap,
no cap. Got 100,000 on me, I just gave half to my bitch. Like, hold that. I spent a couple thousand on my neck and put the rest on my wrist. No cap. And I just caught your bitch in the club, now she coming to my crib. So don't lag. All this drinking and this smoking that I'm doing got me talking my shit.
No cap. Got 100,000, I just wanna talk my shit. No cap. I spent a couple thousand, I just wanna talk my shit.
Rich Lloyd, Rich Lloyd, that's all right. That's what's up.
All right, y'all, hey, y'all gonna go to sleep tonight singing that song of y'all. I just wanna talk my shit.
My shit.
No doubt.
No doubt.
Yep.
So all right. So let me ask you a question. So ASAP
okay.
Rocky got arrested yesterday. How you feel about that? That's just my baby daddy.
Yeah, I you know what, Carla, it's something else being rich and famous. And it's hard enough just being a black man in America, but
right.
At the end of the day, man, we all human. You know what I'm saying? So when people fall off or fall short, I'm like, he human. So whatever he going through, it's a test, it's a trial. And I pray that whatever he going through, he get through it. Just the same thing like when Will Smith smacked Chris Rock. He was dead wrong, but he human, you know? And that's what we forget sometimes when people are put on these pedestals. We be like, they should be, you know, everybody should definitely act accordingly. You've been blessed to make it this far in life. But at the end of the day,
right.
We all human, man. Imagine the spotlight being on you every day, all day. You know
right.
What I'm saying? And I've learned that in the game. We're doing my podcast yeah. show. Sometimes I might make a statement and people might take it wrong. I might have, the way it come out your mouth might be a certain way, but I might have meant something else. But what me being into this business now, I got to be on point with everything because people
right.
take something and run with it, you know? So
right.
He's
this
human at the end of the day.
Man, that,
well,
that, that,
I hope
it, man.
That is true.
That's
very true.
That is true. That is true. Because if that
yeah,
was
I don't
my
do
wife,
no judging. I leave that up to God. You know, I don't do
yeah,
no judging.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Well,
that's
my
wife,
now,
I
just don't like
thing, bro.
There you go. But now, bullshit, like when somebody messing with an old lady or little kids or some punk shit, I'm totally against anything like that, you know. But as far
on,
as making mistakes in life
you know
in this world, we human.
Righteous.
Yeah, that's my outlook on it, Carla.
Well, Rich Lloyd, I
feel?
Want you to stay it for a little while longer if you can. I'm about to bring in
I
the
will.
Infamous NFL, former
okay.
NFL player, George
okay.
Hageman, on the line. Hager. And
all right.
I'm still having problems figuring out what's that.
Okay,
what's
it's
the
okay.
Buzz? What's
it's okay.
The
don't
happening?
Get frustrated.
Oh, no. We'll just know the next time, whatever it was. So
right.
with that said, I'm bringing in the infamous Mr. George Hageman, former NFL player for the Cowboys. Philadelphia Eagles, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Mr. George Hageman. He's doing a lot of things right now with the kids and stuff. I'll let him tell it. Don't let me tell it. Here he comes.
Let's go.
George, Georgie Porgy Pudding Pie, kiss the girls and make them cry. Georgie Porgy Pudding Pie. Hey, George.
How are you still singing this song? How are you still singing this song after all these
years? I'm still singing, and I'm singing.
That's what,
so, George, can you hear me? Because I'm having technical difficulties, so I had to call in to my own show.
Oh, wow.
I know. Yeah, that's what I said.
Also, George.
Welcome, hey. Welcome, George. That's what's up.
I'm happy to be here. How's everybody today?
All right.
You got Rich Lloyd. You got my host, J2.
What's up, baby?
So we're just sitting here chit-chatting, talking about this watermelon and mustard.
Yeah, I'm still worried about the watermelon mustard, man. I don't know if I'm going to do that, man. I got to try it just because you said it.
You got to try it, man. You only get one man.
Come on, man.
You eat watermelon and mustard.
I tried it. It was actually pretty good.
You actually had it?
You tried it already?
I don't think I'll do it every night, but you know it was worth a try.
What about rice and what is it, ketchup?
Ketchup and rice.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna do the ketchup.
That's disgusting. Well, I guess not. No. We have rice with other stuff mixed in it, so maybe rice and ketchup is good. I don't know.
Maybe.
What's the weirdest thing, Rich?
What's the weirdest thing you ever tried, George?
The weirdest thing?
Yeah.
Man, I think it's that bubble tea. That bubble tea from you know what
that
I'm talking about?
Like bubble
that
stuff with
custard. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Y'all trying to think about texture
in my mouth. Yeah, me too. Oh, my gosh,
listen to that. Big mouth, you might like to put a lot of things in your mouth.
Yeah, but that I don't. I got a texture thing.
Yeah.
So, Big George, what's been going on, baby? What's happening out there in the world for you?
Man, well, you know, I'm actually up here in Jersey right now visiting my family. I just rode up on the auto train and then drove up to Jersey to visit the family for the weekend. But I'm stationed down in Florida now. I'm still working with athletes and kids. Been doing that since I retired back in 2001. But yeah, you know, life is good. Can't complain.
All right, well, let folks know how you used to like working with the Cowboys or for the Cowboys.
Tell us that.
Yeah.
I want to hear too, man. I was Jared Jones. You know, he liked to put his hands in everything.
Look, I'll tell you something about Jared. Say what you want, but he's probably one of the most brilliant marketers I've ever been around in my entire life. The guy knows how and knew how to market his team. And, you know, now granted, you got to have the products to market, but he certainly had that, obviously. But at the same time, like, he maximized it. You know, so his business mind supersedes just about anybody else's in the world. He's a genius. But those are good times. We was winning pretty big. By the time I got there, in 94. They had came off of 2 Super Bowls. Then I was on the last Super Bowl team, played there for 4 years. That's when me and Carla met back in Dallas. Did that, loved that, enjoyed that. Got, like, lifetime memories around that, man. Got lifelong friends from that. left there and went to
And then he left and went to the Philadelphia Eagles.
I did. Worst mistake I ever made in my professional career. I'm just going to be honest.
Is that where McCarthy was? McCarthy with the Eagles at the time?
No. That was Andy. That was, let me see. When I got there, it was Ray Rose and then Andy Reid for like half a year. Then I left there and finished my career in Tampa Bay with Tony Dungy.
Okay. How was that?
You were with Tony.
Yeah, I played with Tony. Oh, man, great experience. Tony is everything he shows himself to be. Like, the difference, now people always ask me what the difference was between teams. Dallas, man, it was just a bunch of fun. You know, we was all young, you know, winning and having a good time. But when I got to Tampa, you know, by the time I got to Tampa, I was older. The team was younger than I was. You know, but it was some great leaders there, and Tony was just like the epitome of father figure coach, he was. So, I mean, great dude, man. Excellent football mind, excellent leader.
Okay.
You know, I find myself in the position I'm in right now, trying my best to be Tony Dungy-like. Like, he's had that type of effect on my life. So, you know, I feel blessed every day I had the opportunity to play under.
What are you doing now?
What's going on now? Yeah, so I'm a director of football at a school called IMG Academy, where we have about 1,400 students. I direct the football program, which is four different programs. We have two varsity teams, one national team, and another post-grad football team, and with about 200 kids in the program.
Okay. That sounds great, bro.
That's dope.
Wow, that is cool. I'm so happy, as always, to have you all come in and chit-chat with us goofballs and sit through my technical difficulties. And
you need to stop saying, you know, Big Mouth, I'm sorry. You need to stop saying that.
I am going to get through it, but I'm just saying, I just appreciate everybody who has joined me on here, and I'm looking forward to talking to Kim Holmes Ross, community activist. So if y'all would just hang with me a few more minutes, because this is the weirdest thing right now, J2. Talking in my own phone on my own show.
You already know what I want to talk to my boys, man. My boys is on the line right now. Where my boys? Where y'all at?
We right here. We still in the building.
Okay.
Did you
want to
have some drinky drink?
Man, I just needed a drink so I could think, you know? I just filled me up a little shot of Hennessy and Coke, you know?
I know your shit, right? No cap.
Man, you always got to take a drink so you can think, you know?
Big George, you open it. You still drink?
No. I gave it up a long time ago.
George had enough good times in Dallas. George said he lived enough in Dallas.
When y'all going to be in Dallas, y'all need to come see me, man.
Yeah, man, I definitely come down. I definitely will.
That's what's up.
I don't know. I have to think about it. Yes, sir.
Big Mouth, you need to come down too, because you're in Chicago.
Oh, well, thank you for afterthought. Think about me. Maybe I will. I don't know.
You know I love you, girl. Stop playing.
Aw, hush. All right, y'all. Bear with me right now. I'm going to cut you a quick commercial, and then I would bring in Kim Holmes Ross. Wait till Kim comes on. She's Delta Sigma Theta, all that good stuff, community activist, another one that I'm so proud of, and her mother is such a great woman. And today's her birthday, actually. So happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. So y'all bear with me. I'm about to cut to a commercial, and then I will bring in Kim.
Okay.
I look fly, and I look good. I just went down and got me some new stuff down there at TripleDGear.com. Dallas's own TripleDGear.com. So if you want to look fly or if you want to look good, make sure you stop on over to TripleDGear.com. Oh, I look fly. I look good. I look fly, and I look good.
Triple D. That's one of my major sponsors, and I just want to make sure I give them a what's up, a shout out to them. And I actually have on my Triple D gear right now, for real.
That's you got Triple D gear? Well, you get Triple D gear, and
you know I've had Triple D gear for a while. The Vato said that I have Triple D gear.
Where are you at? I need to see
him. Oh, well, you need to go to TripleDGear.com. That's what you need to do.
All right. Go to
TripleDGear.com.
That's how we get it. TripleDGear.com.
Yep.
Right?
TripleDGear.com.
Okay.
All right. So with no further ado, we're going to bring in Ms. Kim Holmes Ross. Miss Kim,
hey, happy Friday.
Hey, Kim,
is that what it is?
Hey,
can you hear me? Hey,
yes, we hear you. Can you hear me? Because I'm talking through my phone and not my microphone. For real, see, George, you still with us?
Everybody's still with us on the line, I believe so too.
So, Kim, welcome to Rap What's Up. I do apologize for my technical difficulties, but I'm so excited that you're here. Like, truly.
I appreciate the invitation. I've been enjoying
it. Miss DSC and Miss Community Activist, let everybody know a little something about y'all. A lot about you and what's going on in your life right now.
Man, well, busy times. And I don't know, community activists, I don't know that I care about my community. And
right.
I have been here for all my life, and except, you know, that big period where you go find yourself. But I found myself back here 10
right.
years later.
Sure.
But, yeah, you know, so we are just really making sure that Evanston is one of the most equitable places that you can be in a really livable city. So I work in collective impact. So we pool resources and make sure that not everybody has the same thing, but everybody gets what they need. You know what I mean? So that's the difference between equity and equality. So we're looking for
right.
equity. So that's
you said a livable city. A livable city. What is a livable city to you?
A livable city where people have what they need. I mean, resources, so education, living wage jobs. There's no food insecurity. So, you know, so people are living, not just they're thriving. Not just surviving.
Not surviving. Living.
Yeah. Yes. That's nice.
Thriving.
Yeah,
so, you know, that's the goal.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, I love it. I love it. Ms. DSP, am I correct?
DSP, yes.
DSP, okay. You know I'm a compliment.
Shout out to the women
you know
of DSP.
Well, I ain't mad.
No.
But I waited so long. You know, of course, my mother is a Delta. My daughter is a Delta. And, I mean, just life was always too busy. And,
right.
you know, finally this opportunity came along to pledge the alumni chapter. And I did. So, you know, during this whole pandemic
stage,
I became a Delta.
We love the Delta
yeah.
song we brought. We love the Delta.
Hey.
We love the Delta.
Aren't the Kappas and the Deltas? No, it's the Deltas and the Qs. Right?
Okay, wait a minute. Where my man at? I know, are you a Kappa or a Q? Alpha?
Who?
My man.
What man?
Are they on the line? I'm just asking both of them. Apple, you.
Yeah, Rich Lloyd's still in the building. I didn't ever pledge nothing, but my sister Rachel Lloyd, she's a Delta, and she's now she works for Channel 4 News in Charlotte now. She's a news reporter,
yeah.
So
she's
doing
so
her
nice.
Thing, and she repped Delta to the fullest. Yep.
Yes.
I'm not Greek, but if I had gone Greek, Delta Sigma Theta is what I
would have. You would be a Delta. No, I'm calling. You might be a AKA.
No, I'm telling you, I would have been.
Well, you know what? You find what you're aligned with. You find what speaks to you. And for me, Delta
exactly.
speaks to me.
Exactly. And my alignment would have been DST.
It's a service.
But I'm
a
me by me.
Organization.
Exactly, me by me, man. Come on, man. Oh, come on, me by me. Yes.
Still be that within, you know, within the organization if it fits. You know, if it's a good fit. Delta Sigma Theta is an organization of college-educated women committed to the constructive development of its members and to public service with a primary focus on the Black community.
You had to know what we're doing.
Definitely all day.
Wow,
that's I like that.
All day, every day. Yeah. Any Black
so
fraternity.
So, Big George, are you Greek over there?
It does, and that's what I said. So
George,
Greek
you Greek?
And I love it.
George, where you at?
I think we may have lost Big George. I've just been having so much technical difficulty today.
It's okay.
So.
Well, it's a land we live in. I mean, with the difficulties, though, comes this great thing, you know, these great things like the podcast, like Zoom, where you can connect with people all the time, all over the world. There's no reason to miss church no more, you know, all that good stuff. So
exactly.
on the good side of it, you know, technology really has advanced.
Can I say something? We didn't have this type of technology back in the day.
No.
We did not.
Can you imagine?
So we could communicate with each other back in the day. We didn't have that.
Well,
but
not trying
right.
to
right.
date myself,
but we
y'all.
Have more human connection.
Yes, mm-hmm. exactly. But I'm not trying to date myself, but I am. So I moved to Dallas because I worked for the company MCI, telecommunications. I am one of the engineers that brought up the two-way pager back in the day.
What? Oh, wow.
Mm. What?
Wow.
That's my claim to fame.
What?
That's
awesome.
Isn't that crazy? So from two-way pagers to smartphones now to all this other stuff, it's just great.
What's next?
But what
will we...
What can we look out for next, Carla?
Ask her the question, bro. Wait. Let him ask her the question. What's next? What's next?
We think is next with technology and phones and stuff.
You know what? I stopped technology stuff maybe about 10 years ago. So I really don't know because I was getting more into the entertainment business. My focus was on that. So I stopped, you know, my thoughts and all that stuff about technology.
Well,
I tried to figure out how I could
big.
Utilize
let
my training, my thoughts.
What's coming up? What's the next technology?
I don't know. I have no idea what the next technology is. I have no clue.
No.
What?
Big mouth. Let him ask her what's the next technology.
No, he was asking that question to me.
Yeah, I asked her, but what I was going to let y'all know, have y'all heard about the holograms? I hear they about to come up with some type of hologram where you could sit down and play chess with somebody and not even be there.
What?
I think
really?
No, I hadn't.
That's pretty cool.
What you got to say about that, Mommy?
Yeah.
What you got to say about that, Mommy?
Who, Kim?
Kim, Miss Kim, yeah.
Well, oh, okay, okay. You know what? I like the human connection. So, I mean, after so much technology, I love the technology. I love the possibilities of it and what we were able to do with it.
Okay.
But it's nothing like getting together with somebody, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, ooh.
And having a that personal connection.
Ain't
and
nothing
I,
like
face-to-face.
Nothing like it.
Yeah.
It's nothing,
nothing like it.
And I've missed it. And I have missed it
yeah.
so much. I'm easing myself back into, you know, the real world. But
yeah.
I've missed it. I'm a social person. I like to go to happy
yeah.
hour. I like to get my hangout on, you
yeah.
know. But, yeah, we have missed it. And these kids didn't even know it. I mean, so they've been in the house for the
yeah.
last, what, 15
yeah.
years.
So,
yeah. No, I'm talking about
that's
before
that. That's what the
that,
military
though,
do. That's what the
games.
Military do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
yeah. We got technology that we know 15 years before, and then we give it to the public. That's what military, you know,
well,
I'm a Navy man. I'm a Navy man.
Oh, okay.
YMC. Yeah. And that's the wrong song.
Okay. Okay. That's why you going to do go. Why you going to do that?
Well, the one thing I will say this, the pandemic has brought people closer together because we're so isolated. That brought families back to each other. You know what I'm saying? Because before,
everybody
was out partying somewhere, everybody was wherever they weren't together.
Yeah.
Now you're together more than you were then.
Can I ask y'all a question? Can I ask y'all a question? What did the pandemic do to you? What did COVID-19 do to you? What did the pandemic? I'm asking both of you. What did the pandemic do?
All right, Kim,
you
want to go first? I'm ready whenever.
Yeah,
Kim,
I want to get both personalities. Come on.
Well, it changed me. It changed me. I got really sick in 2021, I was in the hospital for, almost like 40 days. Yeah.
Yeah.
It almost took me out. I ended up with a pneumonia related. I'm doing air quotes.
Pneumonia is like something with COVID-19.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It
so
is.
Pneumonia related. It was so. I mean, it was real scary. So, you know, having that, you know, your mortality tested was a big thing for me. And you know, it humbled me in, you know, every way possible.
In a lot of ways.
And then just such a lot of love. I know you can, babe. It's such a lot of love. And it just was a really, 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 really tough time, not just for me, just for the world.
Right.
So I just
hope
we come out on the other side better than we, came in.
Bro, what you say? What you say about it?
Man, honestly, for me, it was a roller coaster, man. So the up part about it is pretty much like y'all was stating earlier. It brought my family closer. I spent more time with my kids. I even had cousins that stay right here in Chicago that I never really hung out with as much, but we was able to, you know, fellowship and be with each other and, you know. And so that was the great part about it, like bringing the family closer. But the down part, kind
of
like Kim say, the COVID did catch me and kick my ass. So it was a very scary situation. It caught me. I went to Arizona. I went to Arizona. Yeah, so I went to a comedy show out in Arizona. I came back, and day by day, I was sick as a dog, and it was a scary moment for me because at once, it messed with my mind.
It,
what people don't understand, when you get a bad case of it, it messes with your mental. I was having nightmares, dreams, and all that. So I went to the hospital. But you know me, I'm a survivor, so I'm a strong brother. I don't live life being shot, being through a lot of stuff. So wasn't no COVID-19 about to take me out. So God, thanks for the God, I made it out. So it was a roller coaster to answer your question, man. It has it up
and down. We all know my testimony because, you know, for 3 months I was in a coma.
Come
and,
on with it.
Yeah, it was March, April, May. I was in a coma last year. And
wow.
I ended up coming out of that coma, not being able to walk, not being able to talk or write.
Wow.
And I had to go to therapy and learn that all over again. And like Kim said, it humbles you. You know, I
yeah.
always talk
like
about
it.
Positive things because it's more going on in the world that's good. And to stay focused on that good, other than to let yourself be hampered by what was
right.
or what could be, you know? So
I'm
thankful to be here.
Mm.
Yep.
Yeah. Don't let
you guys, I
out.
Just
want to,
you
make me
want
to go
Kim?
To Pastor Cooper. Kim, what you got to say?
Yeah, I'm here. What'd you say?
What you got to say? I mean, this is what we're talking about.
I know. Like I said, heavy topic, you know, but I'm just hoping we come out better than we went in, you know, and I'm hoping we see some light at the end of the tunnel. I'm hoping as we enter this summer 2022, you know, things can be better. I'm looking forward to, if I don't be number just outside, you know, we out here in Chicago, so it's cold.
It's getting better.
It's coming.
Okay,
come
you
on.
Can smell it in the air.
You can smell it. I can feel
can
it
smell
coming
it.
In the air at night. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. So, Rich, real quick,
yo.
Let the folks know how they can get in touch with you, maybe want you to ask a bartender or a mixologist or a barber or your podcast. How can we find you?
Jack all the trades. All right, y'all. So if you guys are on Instagram, my Instagram name is at Rich Lloyd, RichLoyd. That's one L. And pretty much, you know, I'm on Facebook at Rich Lloyd. I'm Rich. And, you know, if you check out those sites, you'll be able to see everything I got going on. You can check out the podcast show. You can also go on Spotify and iTunes to check out my podcast show as well. The name of the show is called Talking Shit with Rich. So that's me. Y'all be on the lookout. Y'all going to hear this name a lot more, Rich Lloyd.
Okay, because, you know, my comedy show is about talking shit. Point blank
okay.
period. God Body Productions, Talking Shit.
Okay.
Talking Shit. That's what I do.
Great
talk
mind,
shit,
think
bro.
Alike.
You know what?
Why
you know what?
That.
We got body. We
yeah.
all got body.
And Ms. Kim, if we wanted to get in touch with you and find out where you are and what's going on in the community, how can people find out where you at?
Absolutely. All right. Well, I have a community leadership team called Advocates for Action, and we are on Facebook. We're also on Instagram under my umbrella organization, which is Evanston Cradle to Career. And then I'm always messing around on Facebook just under my name, Kimberly Holmes Ross, and Kim Beata on Instagram. So, yeah, we always got some stuff going on. So, you know, hit me up.
All right.
All right. You guys, you know what? I want, like I've been saying all evening, thank you so much for being patient with me. We lost Big George, and Sherry had to sign off because she was at a memorial service, so she couldn't stay with us. So she'll be back on one day. I'll have her back on here. And hopefully next time I won't have any issues with my mic and I won't have to call in.
And
so thank you all so much for being with us.
But
leave him out.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Can I say something to Rich? Rich, let me get a verse, man.
Yo. Man, you ain't ready.
What?
No.
I might be a little too X-rated for y'all, man.
No, go
man,
ahead,
man. Okay. I just want to get a verse. Let me get a verse.
All right. Y'all ready?
Yep.
My name Jay Lloyd.
Okay.
Y'all got to listen. My name Jay Lloyd. You could call me Rich, though. All about that cash, what you think I'm here for? I get dough, El Chapo, trying to stay away from them po-pos. I don't fuck with broke hoes or fuck niggas with no goals. I don't be with nobody. I'm out here with that money. Get me out that jam if my situation get ugly. I'm booming and bucking the mustard. This power, this soda, they love it. That's just
Jay I was going to rebuttal.
Oh my God. Y'all trying to bring me out of retirement. I'm supposed to be retired.
You don't want
this money. What are you doing? You over there rapping?
You don't want this.
You are silly. All right, y'all. Well, I'm going to say goodbye to you all. Thank you so much again. And I appreciate this. Both of you. And
yep,
like I
thank
said, I
you
apologize
guys.
For the technical difficulties, but I had to work it out.
God bless you.
Bye,
can I bless them?
Yeah.
Lord, bless everybody that's been on the show today. Lord God, just increase their territory, triple fold, J2 for sure. Lord God, just put their hands, whatever their hands touch, that make sure that, Lord God, that they reach other people, that reach others, and continue to love and continue to survive, continue to thrive, because we are the people. We got a voice, and use that voice for those that don't understand. Lord Heavenly Father, we just thank you for what you are. Amen.
We are the future. All right.
Good night, y'all.
Bye-bye, love.
What's up? What's up, Emma?
J2.
What's up?
So, how do you feel the show went tonight, other than my technical difficulties?
I think that you kept on saying that the technical difficulties was a problem, but I just think that you don't need to say that all the time.
What I did, I was letting you know what's up. That's what's up.
But
that was what's up.
You were like, just like the, you know, that kind of brought the show down. Like, I was like, okay, that's why I had the bag. I was like, it's okay. You ain't got to say that all the time.
I wasn't worried about that. I was just apologizing. Well, anyway.
I know. But at the same time, you know, we got technical difficulties. And stop saying it.
Oh, okay.
That's what I felt.
On that note, I can only imagine what this podcast is sounding like tonight. We lost Big George. I wanted to get him to tell us a little more about how we can find him. And
you know
if
what?
Someone was in
that was the biggest point, though. Just because we talked to him for a couple of seconds, that's going to give us a lot of viewers, too, or a lot of listeners.
You think? Well, I don't do this for that. I just do it because it gives me something to do during the day, and I love it. And I love to talk to people. So it gives me that opportunity to find out what they're doing and what's up. And unfortunately, Sherry had
to go off, and I really wanted to talk about
her brother. Her brother, back in 1990, 94, 90, was found hanged. And that was the thing that we were going to talk about. And I want to bring that awareness to people on what's been going on with that. Mm-hmm. So most definitely we'll bring her back. So anyway, JC.
You didn't ask her about that because she was just like live, because everybody was live tonight.
They're always live.
They were just happy to be on the show. You hear me? Understand me?
No,
I'm
sorry. You know, I'm trying to do 10 things at one time.
Listen to me. Can you listen to me one time?
Linda, listen, Linda, you know you're still on there, right, Linda?
On the show. They were happy to be on the show. Did you feel that?
Yes, that's why they were here. That's why they're excited to be here to talk to us. Two goofballs.
Man, come on, like real people. Like when you see us in person, I will be the same motherfucker that you see me on the show. I'm gonna be the same person.
Oh yeah,
right?
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Righteous. I'm gonna be the same live ass nigga that I am on the show. The same thing with you,
Mr. Live Ass Ninja.
Be the same person.
We about to say goodbye.
You're gonna be the same person. Huh?
I said, Mr. Live Ass Ninja, we about to say goodbye.
So, are you trying to? How are you gonna end this?
It's about that time, my brother.
Bro, you know my bro. No, but look, call.
Yeah, right. You about to call me bro?
We are doing some big things.
J2, you know I love you. I'll catch you next week, same time, same bat station.
I'm in the conversation right now. I got something
to
say.
To log up, what you got to say? And don't plug nothing.
I got to say this. I love you. I love you.
Oh.
And thank you for letting me be on the show with you. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate it. I love you. I don't know why I keep singing these songs, but I can't think of them, and I can't sing.
But that's what I wanted to say.
That's what you wanted to say?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Well, on that note, J2, you know I love you, too, and tonight was different.
What do you feel was different?
It was just a little different.
Okay, yeah, we had technical difficulties. I want you to stop thinking about that. We're going to have those type of problems.
Well,
that depended on
the flow of the show. But we'll discuss that at a later time, not on the air right now. So say goodbye to everybody.
Stop it.
Bye, J2. Love you.
Goodbye. That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.